From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The celebrity investor behind the proposed Box Elder County Data Center says he will cut the project in half. KUER's Sean Higgins has more.
Original plans for the Stratos project had it on 40,000 acres north of the Great Salt Lake. In a letter sent June 1st, Utah Senate President Stuart Adams demanded the project area footprint be reduced by 75%. Kevin O'Leary responded in a letter dated June 4th and obtained by KUER. Now, he says he plans to shrink the project by roughly 20,000 acres. Excess water would also be sent to the Great Salt Lake. O'Leary said that most of the remaining project area would be open space. Adams and other state leaders received significant pushback about the project. Concerns have been raised about its scope and how Utah officials handled the situation. In a statement, Adams said he sees O'Leary's response as a win. Sean Higgins, KUER News.
Gusty winds, hot temperatures, and dry conditions this weekend mean high fire danger, and expanded restrictions are on the way. Kaylee Guild is with Utah Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. She says road starts can be a big factor in fires.
A lot of folks don't realize that they overheat their vehicles because they're towing too heavy of a load. Dragging chains and causing those sparks, that's all it takes, is just that little bit to get in the cheatgrass, and then we're off to the races.
The Bureau of Land Management issued fire restrictions for central and northern Utah counties. They went into effect today on all BLM-managed land. And in southwest Utah, Stage 1 fire restrictions are set to take effect June 5th for unincorporated private and state lands, as well as lands in Dixie National Forest. State Auditor Tina Cannon is raising concerns about the University of Utah's proposed private equity deal. The partnership with Autro Capital is meant to increase revenue for the athletics program. It's been operating with a deficit in recent years. But Cannon worries the math doesn't work when you figure in revenue sharing for players, and that's necessary to stay competitive. Jason Battacchio has been covering the story for the Salt Lake Tribune.
If this private equity deal is essentially around $125 to $185 million. Some of that's going to have to go to debt servicing to kind of get back to zero. You know, how much of that is going to be used for revenue sharing the next 3 to 4 years? Because that adds up. I mean, that's $20.5 million. And that rolls over soon. Like, that number goes up. It's like 21.5 and then 22.5. And Utah isn't in a position to not pay that. You have to have the money, essentially.
That's Salt Lake Tribune reporter Jason Battacchio speaking with KUER's Radio West. Brigham Young University is making quick progress on its future medical school. BYU has not announced when the medical school will open, but the Salt Lake Tribune reports things are pointing to as early as fall 2027. Right now, the school is working on accreditation. It's already cleared the first hurdle of getting what's called candidate status. And this month, BYU will get a visit from an organization that accredits all Doctor of Medicine programs in the U.S. Salt Lake City is getting Utah's first adaptive pump track for cycling. That's a course designed so riders don't have to pedal. Instead, they use body movements to generate momentum. This one will be at Glendale Park and made to better serve riders with disabilities. That's also where there will be a new skate park. The Utah Division of Outdoor Recreation is helping pay for these projects. It's giving out $19 million this year to more than 80 projects to boost outdoor recreation in the Beehive State. Others include an all-abilities park in Castle Dale and more climbing routes in Ashley Gorge. You are listening to KUER News.